Let's talk a little bit more about manatees, because they're mammals and they're related to elephants. Are they not related to whales and seals and walruses, who are also mammals that ended up in the ocean? And how come?
You would think they'd be closely related because they do look kind of, you might say, like a walrus that doesn't have the big tusks or something like that. And that's
a big fat seal.
Yeah. Or some kind of a whale that doesn't have the back fin or something. And so that's a concept in evolution that reminds people that you can't always tell who's a close relative just by looking at them. If you look similar, it might not be because you're related. It might just be because you adapted to the same habitat in the same way.
Hmm.
So it's called convergent evolution. So instead of what you might think of as branching off in all these different directions in a new species, they sort of end up coming from different directions and end up looking very similar.
Because of the setting that they find themselves.
Because of the setting. So you could kind of guess, you know, if early on, tens of millions of years ago, if you think of some mammal that lived on land gradually adapting to the water, you think it might get some features that are sort of like what fish have,
mm-hmm.
like more streamlined, right?
So, right. Move through the water a little better. More flotation.
Yeah. So you see that happen with manatees. If you backtrack to their earliest land-dwelling mammal ancestor, there are signs that their ancestors had back legs, because manatees don't have them now, but mm-hmm. they do have a pelvis inside their body without the legs.
Well, so does a whale, right?
Yeah. And so there, again, is evidence of whale ancestors coming from something that lived on land.
So you said the manatees are related to elephants and this other little mammal. So who are whales related to?
Well, if you backtrack the fossils and all and look at the genes and all, you find out they're related to animals tens of millions of years ago that lived on land that had hoofs. And they were the split hoof kind instead of the single hoof.
Like deer?
Yeah.
Really?
So those early ancestors from way back then, some of them gave rise to deer and cows and stuff like that, but some of them gave rise to whales and dolphins and porpoises too.
Hmm.
And if you look inside the body of a whale, dolphin, or porpoise, they also have a pelvis that doesn't have legs sticking out.
That looks like the kind of pelvis that would be in that ancient deer-like thing.
Well,
or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there must be characteristics, because we have pelvises too, and, you know, so how does that specifically relate back to the deer? Must be something in common.
Right. So there are fossils in between that go back millions of years too. And if you reconstruct what they looked like, some of the earliest ones had small back legs too. And if you look at the ankle bones, they are one of the clues. They're very similar to the ankles you'd find in a hoofed creature.
That's fascinating.
So, yeah, lots of really
how long would it take scientists to like trace that back?
That's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of scientists doing a lot of work around the world collecting lots of fossils. So it's not just one person sitting in the office sipping their coffee saying, oh.
Gee, that looks like a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So it's been years and years of work to get that, and not all the details are worked out yet.
And so these mammals that ended up in the ocean are from different branches of the mammal tree. How about other examples of that, like birds? Birds and bats, say? I mean, they're all flying around, but they're different.
Yeah, so that's kind of like convergent evolution, too, you could say, that the birds come from, you know, the reptile kind of dinosaur line, and the bats are from mammals, too. And they both have modified front legs, you could say, have become the wings. But if you look at the bones inside the wings of birds and bats, you can see that, again, it was a similar result, but different things were modified in different ways. So in a bird wing, it's as if you had your fingers and they were fused together to make the tip of the wing. Whereas in the bats, they're spread out like your fingers are and kind of make a structure there that the wing is made of.
You can kind of see the hand there.
You see more of a hand
shape. If
you're
looking at bats that closely.
Right.
Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.